Jay joining us now, our very special guest for the past 3 or 4 years. We've been wanting to get him over here, but, you know, we've been honored enough tonight to be joined by Nicky Hayden, the 1999 AMA 600 Super Sport champion, the 2002 AMA Superbike champion, and the 2006 MotoGP World champion. Nicky, man, thanks for coming over.
All right, awesome. Thanks for having me. It's been a while, but good to come in, catch up with you guys.
Man, a big race coming up this weekend for you.
Yeah, Indy. I mean, it's we did Laguna Seca a couple weeks ago in California, but this one's truly my home GP. So, you know, it hasn't been an easy season for us. Certainly, we had expected more this year at Ducati, but, you know, still a lot of racing left to go this year. And certainly would be nice, Indy, to put up a good result. Our team has worked extremely hard, and we got some new parts, actually, that hopefully give us a little edge this week.
So you've actually been able to ride a bike around the newly surfaced road course at Indy. What kind of difference do you think it's going to make this coming weekend?
It should make for quite a lot better racing. The track was definitely, on the infield, was getting pretty beat up in some places. And, you know, Indy did a good job. I went there a couple of weeks ago and did a more for show on a street bike with some local press and stuff. But no, the track, I mean, it might take a little bit on Friday to come in, being that not a lot of people use that infield course. You know, except for motorcycles, they had a couple schools there this week, but I'm sure Friday it might take a little bit for the track to come in, get some rubber laid down, but I'm sure we'll see new track records and hopefully a little better racing, hopefully open up a couple areas, be some better passing and things.
So as you said, Indy's really your home event, being as it's only 3 hours away from Owensboro, and there's always a huge contingency from Owensboro that comes up and watches and gets under the Hayden Brother Fan Club tent up in the corner there and checks everything out. But Laguna Seca has always been special to you because that was your first MotoGP win.
Yeah, it was. It was actually my first AMA Superbike win as well. So Laguna's a completely different track than Indy. Indy's pretty flat, and Laguna can be either a nightmare or a lot of fun. If you're struggling at Laguna with the corkscrew and as blind as that place is, that track is really can be difficult, but also it can be really good when things are working well. But I like Indy. Indy track is certainly different. You know, it's got some pretty technical corners to it. You know, the track actually is the Formula One track backwards, so it kind of has a lot of open exits to it, and some of the entries are pretty more tight. So it's a unique track, but it'd be interesting to see how it is with the new surface. The weather looks great for the weekend, which is good for the fans, but I'd just soon it rain. Our lately our bike has been performing really well in the rain, so but rain or shine, we'll go give them what we got and see what we can do on Sunday.
Man, it's a full week up there normally, and as we were talking with our last guest, Jimmy Rhodes, you know, the dirt track event's been canceled for this weekend.
Yeah.
So what's that do for you? I know you're a big fan of dirt track because that's where you came from, and you're actually one of the few riders that only is missing one win from getting that Triple Crown.
Yeah, well, it is a shame about the dirt track. I haven't been to a national this year. I was looking forward to going and watching, but they, I think they still have the Enduro Cross on the Friday night, but it's a whole event at Indy. You know, a lot of people go there as much for the party as for, you know, they close down the streets downtown and only let the motorcycles downtown. They have some concerts at the track. It's called, I think, Speedway After Dark or something like that is the name, and it's a... You know, IMS, you know, I've been there for the Indy 500, the Brickyard. They treat the people really good, and they know how to put on a complete event. You know, it's not just racing. There's stuff there for kids to do, the wife, whatever. So I'm looking forward to it, but looking forward to the racing part mostly.
You know, it's really cool that the city of Indianapolis gets behind that event. Similar to what Monterey does out at Laguna Seca. I mean, they shut down Cannery Row there, and it's all bikes and a big party down through there and, you know, at the campgrounds. And it's huge. And I really think that MotoGP is really gaining steam here in the United States. What are your opinion on that?
Yeah, I mean, MotoGP hasn't really caught on in America like Dorner hoped. You know, they made a big push, obviously. I mean, when I first got in MotoGP, we didn't race in America. Brazil was as close as I got to home. I considered that my home race because it was just it was only 3-hour flight from Miami and a 2-hour time change. So you know, this is a big market for them. You know, that's a lot of money here in this country, and they want to tap into this market and get some of these sponsors behind them. There's talk of even a third GP in Texas, the new track they're building in Austin. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But, I mean, it's growing, don't get me wrong, in popularity, but still it's not like it's, you know, European is the main place, and even Asia. You know, Asia the last couple of years has grown a lot, which is really important to the championship as a whole.
Something a lot of people can't grasp is the amount of support that you get overseas with this event. We talked about it back in 2006, and hundreds of thousands of people at the events over there.
Yeah, well, we just came from Czech Republic, where there was 150,000 people on wow. race day. That's like pretty much the biggest crowd, and that's a great track and a great crowd. But Spain and Italy, I would say, is the two really, I mean, those countries are really gearheads. I mean, we got some people here tonight from Spain who came just for Indy and just to check out the whole event.
And
so
she's waving.
Yeah. Yeah. So that pretty well kind of tells you what the level that they're into it over there.
That's really awesome. And, you know, from the year you started GP till now, what do you think the changes have really, how they affected you as a rider?
Well, when I first went to GP, the rules were a bit different. They were 1,000cc engines, and, you know, at that time, traction control and a lot of the electronics were really just getting advanced. You know, it was pretty simple systems, where in the last couple years, that's gotten really advanced. And, you know, I preferred the 1,000 engines, which we're going back to next year. The 800s are a little bit more tame and, you know, suit a smaller rider better, and I'm considered a big guy over there, so I like the 1,000 engines, more power, and I liked it, the less traction control. My background came from dirt track, where you're used to, you know, really needing to have throttle control and have the bike moving around under you. But as the electronics get more advanced, especially engine braking on corner entry, you really need to ride these bikes more in line, and favors a lot of the guys who come up through the 125, 250 two-stroke area, which in America, you know, is a strong way. I think that's why we aren't seeing a lot of young talent coming up in America right now for GP. So hopefully now that they're going a little bit more four-stroke in the smaller classes, the 125 and 250, that'll help bring in some young American talent.
So let's change gears for a minute, and let's talk about what you actually have to do for yourself. I mean, as far as training, you know, you're riding bikes constantly. You're over at the Earl's Lane compound doing a little off-road motocross race, yeah. Riding. And, you know, what do you have to do? And it's a constant thing you've got to do to keep yourself ready.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, people, you know, it's like anything you watch on TV. You think, well, them bikes got an engine. How hard can it be? So, but it's not the case. I mean, those things, a lot of it's mentally. You know, you have to hit your mark. You know, you're going 200 mile an hour. You know, if you miss your mark by a couple inches, you know, you get hurt. You're getting tear up equipment. So the main thing is to be really, really sharp mentally. And that training, the condition physically, it all carries over, makes the mind strong. And definitely it's not easy physically to ride these bikes, you know, at that level. They're really stiff, really rigid until you're at track record pace. So that's the thing I like about bikes personally. When I've done some car stuff, is, you know, the rider can really use their body a lot. You know, the body weighs a lot. We can use our head, use our body to weight the front when it's wheeling, lean back when it's spinning. And, you know, the change of direction is probably one of the places where you can make the most gains in your lap time. And if you want to hustle these bikes through a couple of chicanes, it takes a lot of effort. And also you have to, you know, condition your body, because you're going to crash. Over the course of the season, you know, you got to be prepared for those. And there's certainly some measures you take to have the body conditioned to try to take those falls best you can, if that makes any sense at all.
So how is it now you've got Rossi back as a teammate? How is the communication and the I guess, the camaraderie there?
You know, me and Valentino, we get on really well. He's actually a really down-to-earth guy, and you know, worked a lot together, because, like I said, the results haven't been what we expected. I mean, last race we were 7th and 8th. With Laguna we were 6th and 7th. And, you know, that might not sound too bad, 7th, 8th in the world, but in Italy and Ducati, they expect more to that. You know, Marlboro is our main sponsor, spent a lot of money, and they expect results. They don't want to hear stories. And obviously everybody thought him coming over was the dream team, me, him on the Italian bike. And we, you know, we've only had one podium each, which is not where our goals is, but the factory really is working hard. I mean, even for next year's bike, I've already ridden next year's bike a couple times. We're pretty happy where that's at. This year we need to step our game up. So we know, especially going into Indy, I'm not going in there as exactly the most confident I've ever been in my life. But, you know, racing, things change quick. And hopefully we can get a little momentum going here soon. And because it's been a fun experience. I've learned a lot from him. We've worked well together. And the support now, you know, Italy, they've always wanted an Italian rider. So now, and they haven't in the last couple of years. So now it's been neat to see the whole country really get behind Ducati and us more. And just wish we were putting up better results. I can say it's not from a lack of effort, but we'll see.
I'll put you on the spot, Jay.
I'm just listening, man. I tell you what, you can feel the electricity in here because, you know, we talk about you guys every week, about the results that you put up, and I know you guys work really hard. You're healthy right now, and that probably has a lot to do with your conditioning, but it helps when you're healthy to be able to perform.
Oh, yeah. You know, injuries are a big part of our sport, like a lot of sports. You know, you play through stuff, but at the moment, yeah, I'm pretty good. We had two weeks off after Laguna, where I did have a crash in qualifying, but for the most part, I'm about as good as I'm gonna get for a while. You know, of course, I have a few aches and pains here and there, but no, I'm healthy and got really no excuses on that side.
That's awesome. Well, you guys, again, we're really tickled to have you here, and of course, we are proud that you're from the area. And a lot of people don't even realize, you know, when I make fun, I really don't mean it. It's like we talk about you guys being rock stars overseas. They treat you guys like the rock stars that you are because of the crowds that come and participate, and they understand it a little bit better than we do here in the States.
Yeah, I mean, but we get a lot of support here from home. It's always nice to come home. My sister just had a wedding Saturday night, so it was really good to be here for that, and it worked out perfect to get to come home for that and obviously do Indy, and then straight back to Europe Tuesday morning after the race. We go to Misano, which is our second, is the team's home race in Italy, and there's a nice place, and then spend a couple of weeks, 2 weeks there doing some events for Ducati, and then actually going to Monza for the Formula One race. I've been to Monza, but I haven't been to a Formula One race in a couple of years, so go there with AMG, and Marlboro also sponsors a team there, so some obligations, and then go to Aragon, Spain, which is another one of our tracks, and then to Japan, which is kind of up in the air right now. Obviously, that's not been decided if we're going there with the situation. That's, you know, we were supposed to go there at the earlier in the season, but when they had the earthquake, actually where the track's located is, you know, not far from a lot of the radiation damage and stuff. So, to be honest, it's a little bit scary,
yeah,
you know, because
sure.
A lot of stuff's going on, a lot of aftershocks, but they say we're going, so I better get my visa and get my bags packed and see if that goes through.
So your brothers are having an extremely good season as well.
Yeah.
As well as J.D. Beach. I mean, that, you know, there's another guy from here in town a lot of people don't realize is that's moving his way up through the ranks.
Yeah. He's got actually a wild card. He's going to be riding Indianapolis in the Moto 2 class. So definitely. And in the Moto 2 class, if people don't know, is the division right under MotoGP, which is 600 four-stroke engines, where it's spec engines, everybody using the same engine, and makes for good racing. So he's not getting into an easy level. You know, that's a high-level class, but will be really interesting to see how he does. JD's a good friend of mine, and hopefully he can, you know, maybe get on to something that could lead to something better.
And another name that is familiar with you is little Nick McFadden. You know,
yeah.
He's doing really good right now.
He's actually neighbors with my brother. So little Nick's a good kid. And yeah, actually another kid, Dylan Cox, a local motocross kid, was at our house today riding with us. We were doing some laps, and he's coming back from injury and came out to ride with us. So that was good.
That's cool, man. And, you know, let everybody around here know the sponsors. You mentioned, you know, they put up a ton of money, and not only the money, but the product and the support you get from all these companies, it's huge.
Yeah, well, Ducati is our main one. Marlboro is also our big sponsor. They got pretty deep pockets, which always helps. And, you know, the team sponsors is TIM, which around here you probably wouldn't know, but it's like a phone service big in Europe, but mainly in Italy, like an AT&T or something. And this year we got a new sponsor, AMG, which is a team sponsor, but actually I got a personal deal too, which isn't too bad. And those are our team sponsors. But my personal sponsors, I switched this year. I'm wearing Dainese leathers, boots, and gloves, and still with the Rye, Oakley, and Tissot. So pretty much not too many changes on the sponsor side, but obviously it's sponsors. We don't go racing without them. Y'all don't have a radio show, and
that's right.
Go racing.
It is a big deal, and a lot of, you know, even from the smallest sponsor all the way to the biggest deal, it means something to somebody. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely,
it's a good deal.
Well, again, Nicky, we appreciate you coming over and spending some time with us tonight, and looking forward to this weekend, Indianapolis. Qualifying is Saturday, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Practice on Friday morning and afternoon, two 45-minute sessions. And then Saturday we have another 45-minute session in the morning. And then Saturday afternoon, qualifying. It's a one-hour session, which is really important. And then a warm-up session Sunday morning, 20 minutes. And then the race is Sunday at 2 o'clock. So I'm pretty sure it's be live on Speed Vision, so people who are in town, check it out. And
are there still tickets available too?
Yeah, well, that place, I mean, holds a 500,000, so I'm pretty sure there gonna be tickets available right up till race time. So,
man, awesome. And keep Earl straight on that scooter. You're not mini horse out there.
I got my ass a full-time job. Yeah.
Nicky, again, thanks for coming over, man, and we appreciate it. Hope you can stick around and visit some of the fans here tonight.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, and yeah, thanks to everybody in town. Like I say, me and my brothers, they got their last race the weekend after Indy in New Jersey. They're having solid seasons, and just appreciate everybody in town for supporting us and getting behind us.
All right, awesome. Man, we appreciate
thank you,
Nicky.
All right,
appreciate
thank you.
Nicky Hayden, ladies and gentlemen, the 2006 MotoGP World Champion.